Welcome to the final Sunday of May 2017. Fred, how are you? Welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Got my cup of coffee here. So good, so fresh, so hot, and so strong, the way I like it. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is all about Jesus. Oh, we magnify the name that is above every name. And we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and tell you what, got some wonderful God-honoring music on the way, including this classic from Amy Grant and Thy Word, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. The Maranatha Singers and Thy Word. Well, friend, I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And George Mueller was a Christian evangelist and actually started an orphanage in England back in the 1800s. And one morning, the housemaid came in and she said, "The children are dressed, they're ready for school, but there's no food for them to eat." And George asked her to take the 300 children into the dining room and have them sit at the tables. And he began to thank God for the food and waited. Because George knew that God would provide for the children as he always did. And within minutes, there was a knock at the door. It was the baker. The baker said, "Mr. Mueller, this may sound a little odd, but last night I could not sleep. God told me to make you some bread, so I got up and baked three batches for you." I just love God. I really do. You know, friend, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. I mean, there is no glory for God in which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends.
omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord. Victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wipe the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The fear I left on, I knew I'd broken his heart. If things could ever be the same, then one night I remembered his love for me. And down a dusty road ahead I could see, it was the only time, was the only time I ever saw him run. Took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise and he brought me to my knees. God ran. I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone and so far away. But now I know.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. I'll tell you what, they can really belt it out. Avalon, and great is thy faithfulness. I pray that your Sunday is coming along well. And in fact, the weather is getting nicer. Kids are actually going to be going out of school, I think, next week for our kids. They're going to be out of school officially. Something like that. Or this week. I'm not sure. I'm glad my wife takes care of all of that stuff. Oh, praise God. Praise God. But, yeah, we're looking forward to the warmer weather, and the kids going to be home, and maybe do something special with them with the nice weather. That's for sure. Tell you what, one of my favorite passages, Psalm 46, verse 10, says, cease striving. A couple of translations says, be still. Be still. And know that I am God. What are you stressed out about today? What are you worried about this week? The Bible says, God says to be still and know that I am God. Be still. I heard somebody say one time, for peace of mind, resign as general manager of the universe.
wondered how to come to you. I did not dare believe it true that you regard the orphaned ones, beloved daughters, worthy sons.
A beautiful song. Nicole Norneman and her version of Just As I Am right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week and hopefully filled with rest and productivity and family time and everything else that comes with it. And, you know, it's nice to be kind. In fact, we should be kind as believers. I hope you're kind. I try to be kind. You know, Psalm 117, verse 2 says, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise the Lord." Psalm 117, verse 2. You know, kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
A Bible cracked and faded by the years.
Talk about a beautiful song. It's Mark Schultz along with Ginny Owens and Remember Me. Well, here we are, the final Sunday of the month of May. You can always catch up with the program. Just visit Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. We'd love to connect with you. Well, here at Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported radio ministry, which means we depend on your financial gifts. You are the financial backbone of this ministry. Would you consider, as we begin to wrap up the month of May, would you remember us with a gift of support? Our mailing address, if you feel led to do so, is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here at the radio ministry, thank you for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, friend, you go out and enjoy the rest of your weekend. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.